Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, look, there's one thing that I'm pretty sure about you. It's not. It's that you do not sleep naked.
I do not, no.
You do not. I almost called him your boyfriend. How adorable. Does your husband sleep naked?
No, neither of us do. Do you?
I'm not telling. What do you think?
No, right? I don't think
Gross.
That you do.
No, I can't do it.
No.
I can't.
I've also been told that it's very unsanitary to sleep naked.
The reason I bring this up. Oh, really? The reason I bring this up, to the same story written two different ways. Oh. Number one, naked sleepers tend to be happier with their sex lives. Isn't that the most obvious thing that's ever happened? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we've reduced the barriers. You know what I mean? Look what's right there.
Sure, maybe just a dog in between us now. We'll get rid of that and we're good to go.
The dog's not in between you. You know? Oh, gross. Like, oh, no, I'm taking this too far. Let me just stick to the point. So, but on the other side, okay, same story, right? But different point of emphasis. Naked sleepers are more likely to be night owls and have nightmares.
Oh, okay. Not sleeping naked then for sure.
Yeah, most people are likely to believe that their choice of sleepwear impacts the quality of their sleep. It's big for my wife.
Oh, really?
I'm just, I'm an underwear guy and let's just, whatever. She's like, no, it's really cold today, but it's the same temperature in the room.
But I'm the same way. I have to sleep with like sweatpants and like a sweater and like fuzzy socks, regardless.
And even the last couple of, here's what's funny. The last couple of days where it's actually been warmer, but the rest of the country is still 50 feet of snow and all this other stuff. In her brain, it's still cold.
Yes.
Honestly, in my brain, it's still cold. But I'm not wearing extra stuff to bed. It's just weird. The whole thing's weird.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I've always wondered about this kind of stuff when they do the Guinness Book of World Records for the oldest dog.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking, come on. It's not exactly... You know, it's not like they keep records like they do for people.
No.
You know, I mean, they do, but it seems sketch.
Yes. Unless you had a certified date that you saw that it was being born. That's
all of that. Guinness certified the record last January for the world's oldest dog. Okay. A dog in Portugal named Bobby, or maybe Bobby, because it's B-O-B-I, over 30 years old. Sadly, passed away in October, supposedly at age 31. Now, Guinness is saying the record is under review.
Oh, really?
It's the first big scandal of 2024. His owner, supposedly some dude named Lionel Costa, had a vet submit documentation that Bobby was born May 11th, 1992. That would mean he was 31 years and 165 days old after Bobby passed away. People started questioning it. He was a type of livestock guardian dog that usually lives 12 to 14 years. So people are like, wait a minute,
31?
I don't think so. People also claim that photos that were taken of him in 1993, not the same dog.
Oh, really?
Slightly different colored paws if you look closely. So now it's a big deal. Some dude, a council member at the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons in England, why they would waste their time. But I guess it's probably one of those things that you go, hey, take a look at this. And then all next thing you know, you've wasted 20 minutes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everybody's gathered around somebody's desk in the office.
Exactly.
You guys are looking to something on the internet. Not a single one of my colleagues believed that Bobby was actually 31 years old. So Guinness has now put out a statement saying a formal, why? There's cancer out there, people.
Justin, do you get money for this? Is that the reason it's such a big deal? Do you get money for having a Guinness World Record?
No, it's all cloud.
That's ridiculous. Then what are we doing?
It's all for the gram. For the record, if Bobby's record does get nullified, it goes back to an Australian cattle dog named Bluey, who was born in 1910 and lived to be 29 and a half. They didn't keep good records then either.
No.
What are you talking? Never mind. I feel bad for bringing it up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so we got to do something a little different today. Happy Friday.
Happy everybody. Friday.
I hope you caught that really great sunrise a little bit ago. It's going to be cloudy. It might rain this weekend.
I know, right? That was interesting.
I don't know why I'm so shocked. I didn't have any real plans. I'm hosting Mrs. World today.
How exciting.
Yeah, sure.
You're really good at that, so I'm actually very excited.
Why, thank you very much for saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hosting the preliminaries, though. I'm busy on Sunday, so I can't host the final.
Still, being involved is cool enough.
I agree. They could have chosen anybody. Chose me. I should charge more. Okay, we got to get into this. Relationship rehab yesterday. Classic. What were you doing on Misconnections?
I was just skimming, and then I was like, Craigslist somehow came up, and then I was like, you know what we used to look at a lot was missed connections.
Right.
So hopped on there, like, let's just see what's happening. A lot of it was garbage, and then found one very nice gem from a couple of days
that
ago.
That had a little detail. Yeah, no wonder you people don't find each other. Yeah, I was at the grocery store. You were wearing sweats. Thanks.
It's literally what it says on half of them. This one had a little bit more detail to it. So.
Like if I was talking to him, I'd be like, hey, did you have any contact? Did you say hello? No, I saw him. So this really isn't even a missed connection. It's just you're a creeper.
Yeah.
And you saw a hot girl at the store and you're hoping, what are you hoping for? It's like, you know, like, what are you doing? This one had a little detail to it. He saw her out, Cammy Carey Kelly.
Like Callie or Cammy, and he didn't know. I mean, I can read it to you if you want.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Saturday night, I was out near our hotel on the Strip with a crew for my buddy's B-Day. They took off yesterday, but I'm here prepping for a trade show next week. All I really got from you is that you are a local. You work at a hospital in a place called Centennial, which I thought was the name of the place, but it seems to be more of a general area on the map. We figured out that he means Centennial Hills Hospital.
Of course. Well, yes. No, of course.
Yes. We both love to ski, and I still have that ski pass to share with you. No strings attached, just good fun. Sad I didn't get your number or last name.
Nobody believes you, by the way, dude. Yeah. Nobody thinks.
Nobody
thinks.
Yeah,
let's just go skiing. Sure. Just good fun, just pals. Stop it.
Your name is Cammy or Callie. I'm sorry, I can't remember. I thought it was one, but now my friends think it was another. My friends left, and now I'm bored. I'm the 34-year-old guy out of the group.
Okay.
Don't know how age.
Probably came up.
Send a pic, and if you're the match, let's meet at MGM this week.
Yeah, just in good fun.
Just in good fun.
Not in my room or anything.
And then we go skiing.
Okay, whatever. But yeah. I don't want to throw water on this. Here's what's great. So following this yesterday, we have a surprisingly good track record at these things.
Yeah.
It's weird. We should do it more often. Although that probably would make our track record go down because, you know. So we got a number of responses yesterday that were like, hey, this sounds like somebody I might know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good start. But you guys are doing it wrong. The shift change at Centennial Hills Hospital is at 7:30. We were doing this after 8.
Yes.
And they were like, Yeah, you dopes.
So you should do it before 7:30 and then after. But we can maybe do the lines. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, okay, well, the shift changes at 7:30. So if you want to, you know, fish where the fish are, that people are going into work now.
Yes.
You should do it, you know, earlier. Well, here we are. So, Cammy, this should be right now. Right now, if you just went, that sounds like me. Then it's probably you.
And it's probably you. And we'd love to talk to you.
So our number is 702-364-9898. Your name is Cammy, Callie, Kelly, Cindy, Simon.
If you were on this trip on Saturday and ran into this dude, you know who you are.
And you were playing tourist roulette.
Ha.
You were playing, look what I found. and you divulged. We want to talk to you.
Okay.
And see what you want to do. Did you hear back from dude?
No, he never answered.
It's weird.
I know.
We're trying to help you, bro. Did you tell him we were a radio station?
Maybe I should have sent a pic.
Did you tell him?
Because he did ask for a pic. Send a pic so I know it's you.
Yeah. And to see if his hazy memory, you know.
Hilarious.
His buddies are probably going, yeah. I don't know. I'm interested. 702-364-9898. If this sounds right to you or if it sounds like somebody you know. I don't know. I'm interested. 702-364-9898. If this sounds right to you or if it sounds like somebody you know. We're as interested as you are. Hit us up right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, I wouldn't have believed this in a million years, that this would happen.
Yeah.
Then yesterday, once people started going, yeah, I know somebody who sounds like that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, maybe.
Maybe.
And then it was like, you guys aren't fishing in the right spot. So relationship rehab was yesterday, there was somebody on missed connections on Craigslist.
So ridiculous. I'm sorry if you do that. It's just so funny to me.
Which, first of all, oh, by the way, your name's Kelly, right? Kelly?
Yeah.
Not Cammy. Not Cammy or Kelly.
Not even. Kelly. I mean, I guess it's kind of close, but Kelly, that's really funny.
Yeah, which I had said as a joke, but that's awesome. I get it.
Yeah.
It's wherever, what, you know.
That's really funny.
Loud and you're hammered and whatever. So then when it was like, hey, you're not doing this right. If you really want to catch people at Centennial Hills Hospital, you got to do this earlier.
Yeah.
And look who we found. So, Kelly, you were meeting friends on the strip last weekend, right?
Yeah.
Have we also determined that we're not quite so sure that the guy that's trying to track you down, assuming it is you.
Yeah.
We believe it's you. I want to believe it's you. That the guy that's trying to track you down is not even the guy you were talking to?
Yeah, well, because he was with friends.
Right.
So.
Group of guys.
What happened?
We've all seen the story. Mm-hmm. Group of guys, you know, they got their Banana Republic button downs on. Vegas ain't ready for us, baby. We've all seen it.
We were having drinks, and one of the guys from this group, they started talking to us, and then we were just basically like overrun by bros, you know.
Okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we do know. Kayla knows more than me.
God,
but yes, we do know.
Hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm just not positive which guy we're talking about.
Sure.
Like, I talked to one guy for like quite a while about different ski trips we want to take, and then this other dude jumped in. And he's like talking about cheap ski passes, and I'm like, yeah, sure, great. I'm gonna go skiing next weekend in Utah. Ha ha. You know, and then
I'm sorry, but that is a very vivid image. You're like, okay, cool, bro. Bye.
Remind me not to sip coffee while you're talking anymore, because that was almost disastrous.
Cool. I'm going skiing.
So
yeah, I don't I don't know. And then, like, this, like, one of our friends who's, like, she's basically just always in charge of our friend group, you know? She, like, she organized everything.
Oh,
like,
sure.
She was, like pushing us along so we're not going to miss our reservation. But,
yeah. Guys, you know, like, guys call her the blocker.
Damn it.
I mean, we're on the schedule, right? So, like, but, like, you know, as I'm leaving, this one guy goes, he goes, "See you next weekend." And, like, I was like, okay. And then he goes, you know?
I'm sorry.
I get why he's interested. I get
so
it. You're
funny.
Great.
Oh my
so
god.
So you think this is you? You do think I think this is her? Don't you think this is her?
Oh my god, it has to be.
I think this is her. Do you think it's you? I think it's you.
Well, I guess I just thought he was being funny. I guess it turns out I was wrong. Like, I just didn't even.
This is so funny because it's very much like it could. It's definitely not the guy that you were like talking to, right? It has to be the creepy guy. I don't know what to call him other than the creepy guy, right?
I guess so. I think they're friends. I mean, they're all like decent looking. You know, it's like
sure.
hard to distinguish. I don't know who is. They kind of all look alike.
Right.
You know?
They're all like bros.
Well, and
yeah,
we,
I mean, it's definitely a bro. It's definitely a bro.
We all know the game.
Yeah.
We all know the game. Did they buy you? And they bought you drinks, right?
Yeah. We all. Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty quick.
Do you want me to send you the Craigslist link so you can respond back with your photo?
You want to see a grown man pass out? Say yes, because I'll drop on the floor. Right? There's no way.
Oh my god!
No. Right?
I would discourage this 1,000% based on your interactions with this guy alone.
I mean, it'd be, you know, I'm with you now on the radio, right? So, like, might as well figure this out.
Did you guys talk about this at work yesterday? Because there were a number of people that go, "We think we know who this is," and no, it's not.
Yeah, no, now it's like a thing. Now everyone's like, "What's that?" Yeah, everyone wants to know what was it. But, like, everyone's like, you know, like, I work with a lot of people who are married and stuff, and so, like, they're, like, kind of getting excited. Like,
yeah.
Like,
don't be jealous.
It's not a Hallmark movie. They feel like this is a Hallmark movie. And I'm like, I don't know. I met a guy in a bar. Maybe.
Yeah, sort of. As we, I barely stopped walking. You know?
So this is the problem, though, is that, like, because you're going skiing, you know, this weekend or whatever you're going to do, and you're going to go skiing in Utah, and then all of a sudden this guy shows up in a Hallmark movie. Absolutely adorable. He went and found her. It's so great. In real life, creepy.
No, he already went. He already went back to wherever he's from tomorrow morning. Yeah. Conference over today.
Yeah,
he'll already be home.
Yeah,
maybe he was because here's the funny thing: we tried to work this the other angle, and we tried to get him on too. Our ultimate plan was if we could have found both of you, I guess, as it were, we didn't know you were going to show up, but now that you've shown up, now I'm really bummed that he didn't reach out because we were going to try and put you two together on the phone. But
Kelly,
send him to my work. Find him.
Kelly,
my work.
Kayla, have you read the Centennial Toyota text line?
No, not yet. I will say that our track record on the Chet Buchanan Show for love matches is actually pretty strong. If you recall,
we have four.
Yeah. Like, we've done this a couple of times where we've done, like, blind meets.
Yeah, but people who, like, actually know that they met for sure.
My favorite one is the girl that saw the really hot guy at Terrible's. And that was my favorite. They were getting gas. Yeah, they were getting gas. That was my favorite one. This is a close second.
My favorite is Moog, our former colleague. We set him up with a woman, and they literally played the Titanic song with their band instruments and fell in love. They're married. Okay. They literally are having a kid.
So that was for me, that was a little different, but also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We brought it. Why did we have him in here playing his tuba?
I don't know.
And then literally, can I tell you this story? Do you know this story, Kelly? He was our night guy then. Maybe he had already moved up to afternoons, but then he came in, and for whatever reason, we had him in here playing his tuba. I think it was he and Davey weird talent that you had from high school that you never use. And he goes, "I play the tuba." So he comes in. Stacy shoots her shot and goes, "I play tuba too. I've always had the hots for Moog. Can I tell you an update that maybe you don't even know, Kayla?" And I guarantee nobody else knows.
What?
So we sent them out on a date. We called it Moog mating. Sent them out on a date. They hit it off. And we were like, dude, we love her.
Yes.
If you don't date this girl, we love her. They ended up getting married. And last week, in the last 10 days, they just had their baby.
Yay.
They just had their baby. And he just got a really cool new job.
Very cool.
Yeah, they live in a different city. And he just got a really cool day. Yeah. And they just had their baby.
Kelly, the text line, I mean, if that doesn't give you motivation enough to start dating this guy, because we set up good ones.
No.
The text line is saying, do it, Kelly. Go, Kelly, go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no reason not to.
Let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold and start making the list of reasons why. But you never got a number or anything, right?
No.
I reached. Oh, you didn't.
No.
I didn't.
You didn't. Like, we didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this guy loses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you. Him, his loss.
I don't. Yeah, it's what a weird. Well, unless he's actually like. I don't know. Like, unless he's going to be there. Like.
He's not gonna show up.
Going to show up. No. No. That guy's already headed home.
All right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I get the idea.
Okay. What a weird.
I get the idea. He's not the only one trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
I get it. You're just fine.
Listen, I'm on the apps and stuff. So there's a lot of bad, it's slim pickings out there. Let's just
Understood. Again, I'm sure you're, there's the first one. Give her my number.
Hilarious.
No. All right, listen, we got to go. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks. That's awesome. Have a great day.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, guys. This was fun.
Happy hunting. All right, we'll see you later. Bye.
I love her.
I love this show. I love you guys. I love all of you. Just that's amazing. Victorious.
Yes.
But yeah, don't.
Not very, no.
Yeah, don't listen to those people on the text line.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn these on. Veronica, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How have you been?
I've been wonderful, Chet. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing good. Kayla's here too, you know.
Yes.
Hi, Kayla. Yes.
I finally got to meet Veronica Hunt in person a while back, and it was the most magical day of my life.
Well, you two should talk.
Oh, I feel the same way, Kayla. Thank you. At Nevada State College, we met.
Yes. It was very, very cool.
Obviously, it was memorable for both of you. I like this.
You know, when you actually get to meet someone in the wild and you know their name for so long, it's great.
Then, okay, your 177-second survey starting now. Kayla has a question she'd like to ask you.
How are we, as far as bathtubs go, are we thumbs up or thumbs down on bathtubs and bathing specifically?
Well, yeah, on baths. Because really your question is about baths, not bathtubs. And I understand what you're saying. For me, there's an important differentiation for that.
Okay.
Because if you ask me, bathtubs, if you ask me, sorry, let me just jump in here. Sorry. I know she was asking you, but whatever. I hate bathtubs. No, I hate bathtubs. I do. I hate them. And we just remodeled bathrooms.
Yeah.
And I didn't want a bathtub. Like, nobody wants a bathtub. We don't ever use bathtub. We're not bath people. Am I opposed to baths? No. So I understand where some people like them, but we're not stewing your own funk people.
No.
We're not, you know, light, you know, get the bubbles and light the candles and all that kind of stuff. What a nightmare. It's just the effort to benefit ratio is way off. For us.
Okay, fair enough.
For us. But then everybody goes, you gotta have a bathroom. The resale value. I'm like, I'm going to die in this house. What a resale value. What do I care about resale? So, to answer your question, I'm not against it.
Clearly. Seem a little.
But I seem like I'm against it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just have no use for it. I have no use for it. It's good fine for other people. So, Veronica, bathtubs?
Yes.
Baths?
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn. I think the idea of a bath, I love, you know.
Like, right.
You're tired, you want to soak those muscles, but do I ever use mine? No, absolutely not. But I do like the idea that I have one, just in case.
You know what?
Just
else?
In case.
No, you know what else frustrates me about them? It frustrates me. Baths frustrate me because then you're in there. It's great, right? I like the water hot. Hot water. I like it hot. And then, you know, what are we, 10 minutes in?
Oh, no.
We lost Veronica.
We did lose Veronica.
We'll get her back. But then 10 minutes later, it's literally the word that comes to mind is tepid.
That's the problem that I have is, like, I don't like to sit in baths. This whole thing came up because my friend, I was FaceTiming and then I was showing her our steam shower. And then they were like, wait,
is that her?
Where's your tub? And I said, well, I don't have a tub. I just have a shower.
Yeah, look at my dope steam shower.
Yeah, it's great, right? And they're like, oh, that's so weird that you don't have a tub. And I go, I'm not the one that's going to, like, oh, let me fill this tub up, sit there, and then after 5 minutes have to replenish the hot water again.
Yeah.
Like, that's not enjoyable.
That.
I'd rather just go hop in the hot tub that stays hot and oscillates, and I'm good.
Go.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely the way to go.
How do you feel about hot tubs? They're gross to me.
I love hot tubs.
Oh, I love them. Love a good hot tub.
Are you a swinger? Because that's usually
no.
We've always said that. Do you have a hot tub?
I do.
Do you have a boat? Do you have a boat?
I do not. No.
Okay. Well, that's how I know you're not a swinger.
Oh my god.
If you have a hot tub and a boat. I'm looking for the pineapples.
Don't judge us hot tub people.
I'm just saying, do you have a boat?
No, I would
love
a boat,
though. Well, that's how I know. Right. You would have it, you see, but then you would have a boat, and then I'd be like, all right, where are the pineapples?
They don't exist. That's not a thing. We're not creepy for wanting to enjoy the water other than in a bathtub.
With others.
That's right.
No!
With other people. That may or may not have common interests.
Oh, sure.
Depends on the people.
God.
And that, yeah.
No.
And that and that think your husband's hot.
Stop.
Okay, I have to tell you something. This is something else you should also know about us. Kayla just folded her arms at me. This bit is over.
This is done.
I have reached the line. I may have even stubbed my toe on it. I've gone as far as...
That was so much fun.
Well, I'm sorry. I've ruined it for everybody.
No, it was good. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, you know what's even better? God, you think that was funny. Wait until you go to Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
Oh.
Yay!
On Big Game Week. Yeah, hang on 1 second. We'll set it up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Kayla, what's Taylor Swift's boyfriend's name?
Travis Kelce?
Apparently not.
Oh.
We've all been saying it wrong. There's a clip that's making the rounds. You're so mad right now.
But, okay. Tell me what
she's
the clip
looking,
is.
She's looking at me like pound sand.
Yeah.
One of the guys on the Chiefs, Chris Jones. There's a clip that came up. There's a show called Inside the NFL. Isn't that what it's called? Inside the NFL? Yeah. And he's on the sidelines, and for whatever reason, you know, guys just talk about stupid stuff during a game sometimes.
Sure.
And he says, y'all know you're saying it wrong, right? That it's not Kelce, it's Kelce. Okay. It's Kelce, but, and this isn't the first time that it's come up. A year ago, Travis and Jason had their dad on the podcast that they do that's become quite popular now.
Yes.
And they asked him why he had, you know, because they had found out. They're like, that's not how you say our name. So it's been Kelce. It's been Kelce for the first 25 years of our lives.
Yeah.
How do we not know this? And he's like, well, I just got tired of correcting people who would mispronounce it. So I just kind of let it happen.
That's hilarious.
Here's what's great. So then the boys, you know, Travis and Jason are like, well, Dad, do you want us, you know, we've got a platform and we're, you know, reach a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Would you like to have our name go back to Kels? And he just goes, do whatever you want. I did. Just easier for him.
Hilarious.
He's like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Just let it go.
That's really funny.
It happens. It happens more often than you think. That people just screw it up, and then and finally others go, eh. I mean, it's important.
It is important. I just find that so, I don't know, I guess fascinating that you would just allow that to happen. Like, no, I don't know. It's just weird.
I think it all plays into how secure you are with your own self.
That's fair.
Because it bothered me to no end. In fact, I guarantee you have probably stumbled onto a time where it really bugged me that somebody called me Chuck. Right?
Yes, that's true.
People screw up Chet all the time. Used to really bother me. Does it bother me now? Have you noticed?
No.
I don't care.
Gotta just let it roll off. People call me Carla, everything. I go, okay, yeah, I don't care.
We dealt with that a lot.
Yeah.
We dealt with that a lot. Because there's a Carla also on the radio.
Yeah.
In this town.
Yes.
And she's been around for, you know, for a minute. So.
Yeah. Get everything. Don't care.
Right. Whatever. So, Kelsey, do whatever you want. It
doesn't matter. If you're Travis Kelsey, do you change your name now, though?
No, because you have a brand. You have a brand, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
You know? She is nervous about introducing her husband to her friends. And honestly, my guess is this is quietly a lot. This happens a lot more than we think.
Just no one ever actually admits it.
No one ever admits it because it does make you sound like a crazy person. But I mean, I'll say that up front. And I realize a lot of times my opinions on some of these things, it's like, why would anyone ever trust us? You know, because I do say so. But I think that's part of the reason why they trust us is because, you know, I'm going to be honest. I also try to find the side of, okay, you're crazy, but why are you crazy? You know, what really are you worried about?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Relationship Rehab. I didn't, by the way, never hesitate. If you're not sure, you've got something and you're like, hey, I need a ruling. And we've kind of, I've realized we've become the show for that.
Sure.
For a lot of people, whether it ends up being a P1's court or Relationship Rehab or something like that. And this is how they framed it. They're like, well, this might not be a Relationship Rehab, but I found something out that made me stank face. By the way, you say something like that, probably going to read your email.
For sure. Yes, definitely.
Probably Yeah, probably gonna read it. Would you like to?
My coworker and I walked up the block for lunch yesterday. We are not close at all, but in the idea of being nice, I invited her and she accepted. But during lunch, we got to talking about her marriage We got to talking about her marriage. And guys, I cringed when she told me this. She said that she really isn't close with many people at all because of her relationship. That she doesn't really maintain a lot of girl friendships because she doesn't want to bring women around her husband. So he doesn't develop feelings for them. I did ask for clarification on that. I said, you don't want your husband to befriend your friends? She said, no, I don't want women flirting with him, so I choose not to bring them close. Needless to say, I was astonished and did not know how to respond other than to say, good for you for setting boundaries. For the record, I do not agree with this. It makes me look at her in a completely different way. I obviously don't want to tell people at work because I feel like they would judge the situation, but holy moly, she said a different word. How can I trust someone with clients that is nervous about bringing them around people? We work in sales. Isn't that about building relationships?
Wait, what? What was that last part?
We work at what?
Wait,
how can I trust someone with clients that is nervous about bringing them around people?
Okay. I have a thought.
Okay. We work in sales. It's about building relationships.
Sure.
So what type of relationships is she actually building? Should I bring this attention to our boss so she knows the background if sales start to dip?
Well, there's two different brands of crazy here.
Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
And again, I want to be very, I mentioned this a moment ago, and I want to be very clear that while I think this is batty, because I don't get it. I'm not that way.
Yeah.
But I imagine there are a lot of people who are that just don't admit it. Let me also say this. So we got a lot to unpack here, I think. 702-364-9898. The idea, truly the idea, is not for us to do all the heavy lifting on this. We really want to hear what you have to say. And this is your chance. Call in, change your name. Are you the person that does not, sorry, is my monitor in the way?
No, you're good.
I'm in a very relaxed and reclined position. I realize Kayla cannot see my eyeballs. I think this happens more than you think.
This relationship I would agree with, and just people don't say it out loud.
Right. I'm not introducing. However, I will say this. Think about what you're saying. I can't bring the two groups of people, you know, him and then my friends.
Sure.
I can't bring the two groups of people together because I don't trust either of them. You know?
It's crazy to me.
I trust them separately, but I don't trust them together. However, okay, now that I say that out loud, is there anything wrong with that? I trust them separately. I don't trust them together. And it's not, hold up, because I know you're big. Okay, listen, you and I need to be able to bat this around. I can tell.
Yes.
And the calls are pouring in. 702-364-9898. I will also preface by, then this other, the work part of it, no, get out of that. Oh, stay out of that.
Okay.
Do we disagree there?
I think we disagree.
Well, then, this is going to be lovely. So, hit us up, 702-364-9898.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, I want to make sure I heard this right. Relationship rehab, and she doesn't want... How she found this out probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to introduce her husband to her friends.
Yes. She doesn't maintain a lot of girlfriends because she doesn't want to introduce her husband to them. So that way he doesn't develop feelings for them. Like emotional feelings, not like friendship feelings. And she doesn't want anyone to be tempted by it.
So am I making too large of a leap here? Hang on, let me ask. Hey, Raven. Am I making too large of a leap here by believing that what she's saying is I'm afraid that my husband's going to cheat with my friends?
I'm getting that from her because developing feelings and stuff like that sounds like there may have been some issues in the past.
Oh.
Yes. I'm not gonna hate on her at all because I've been married 25 years, and my friends know my husband's not your friend. Don't hee hee hoo with him. You can say hi.
I'm sorry. Don't do what? Don't do what with him?
I call it hee hee hoo hoo. My friends are not here to laugh and smile in your face.
Wow! Wow! No, that's super interesting.
Hilarious.
That's really
so,
okay.
Yeah. So I get what she's saying a little bit, but on the back end, all my friends know my husband. My husband knows my friends. But when they come in, he says, hey, what's up? And he goes in the garage. There's literally, like, my friends don't need to sit there and have coffee with my husband and pop open a beer.
It's just interesting because I would never say that that is the reason why I keep someone away. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I don't maintain friendships because I don't want my husband to be tempted by all they have to offer. Does that make sense? Like, I would never.
No, I get your point. Because the way she's stating it is like there's cheating issues and she's afraid her husband, maybe he's that flirty guy.
Okay, what if there's.
You know, there's certain guys that are like flirty friendship guys. Like, as soon as they meet their girlfriend's friends, oh, hey, hoo-hoo-hoo. That's why I call it. We're not here to hee-hee-hoo-hoo with each other.
We learned something today.
Yes, we did.
No, I like hee-hee-hoo-hoo. We're keeping that. Can we borrow that from you? Can we use that?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Make it a phrase word.
No, we'll tell everybody. Raven from the East Side called a hee-hee-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, truthfully, but I've been married 25 years, and that's why and I always say the grass is not greener on the other side. Water your own grass.
Yeah, that's right. And no hee hee hoo hooing. And yeah, no, my wife and I would call no meow meowing around.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, we do. Just, I mean, you know, be meow meowing around. We all know what that means.
Your cat who you call meow meow is just like,
right,
meow
but your
confused.
Cat comes, yeah, but she's a little, you know, she'll come up, meow meow, come up and like rubbing up on your legs. Meow meow, I'm cute. Meow meow. But don't pick.
Let me itch your back when I'm laughing at your joke. No,
yeah, don't pick my. Yeah, don't try to pick me up though.
That's so interesting.
Don't meowing around. Wow.
And I don't care who judges these because my friends laugh at me. I've had friends, you know, the last 20 years, the same friends, and they know. Like, if I'm fighting with my husband, you're fighting with my husband. If I'm nice to my husband today, you're nice to my husband today. But there still is no hee hee hoo hoo.
But yeah. All right, I love it. Have a great weekend. You're fantastic. And I told you this. I told you this was the thing. You know what I mean? That this. Okay, Sarah, you've heard all this. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm 27. From 19 to like 22, I was in a relationship with someone, and I was the exact same way. But it was because my best friend and them had hooked up, and that completely messed with me. Now it's been a few years and I'm in a healthy relationship now. And, I like completely trust him with around my friends and stuff. And I feel like I want him to be friendly with my friends. I want to like have plans, like, and we go out like to Golden Knights games and stuff, like as a group. And like, I feel like you should be able to do that and be like friendly with your friends, partners, or your partner's friends and vice versa.
I agree. I feel like because you share that when you're in a relationship, you share so much that like your friends should be part of every part of your life.
And I feel like you can tell when it's, I don't know, you can tell when there's like deep down, like as women, I feel like we can tell when there's something wrong. And I don't know. I feel like she is lying to herself and she needs to, address those issues, and it's just not going to be a happy relationship if you can't fully trust the person.
Can we all agree, so that we can just take this off our plate really quick, can we all agree that this has nothing to do with her being a salesperson at work, and that oh geez, Kayla's giving me the look, I think I may be wrong. So I don't think this has anything to do with her ability as a salesperson at work, because it just, what does that have to do with clients and whatnot? This Can you help me?
I would say
have a good weekend, Sarah.
I would say that developing relationships, like she said, is pretty important. That's my only thing about like, oh, you like you've already said in this that you guys weren't close. We're not close, but out of the sake of trying to be nice, let's go to lunch and stuff like that. And now you're finding out that the reason that she's not close with anyone is because she keeps everyone at the I don't know how you can develop relationships like that.
Well, but that's again, so for me, that's not your, it's none of your business. Stay out of it. That she'll make herself known. If she's not a good salesperson, if she can't get relationships.
She can't sell, you're
she's
right.
Not gonna be, she's not going to be able to sell.
Yeah.
She's not going to be able to sell. It just sounded way different for me.
I get it 1,000%. I don't agree with the statement. Do not bring it up to your boss. If we're talking about that, she's asking, should I bring this attention to my boss? So blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. You shouldn't. Now, if your boss consults you later on and said, we're seeing performance dip in this person, can you give me some feedback or something like that? Then maybe you can give a little
feedback.
Which
ain't going to happen unless you're a manager.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen unless, you know, or if they are, then it's just gossip and that's not good.
Exactly.
What do you think of them? You know, that's not.
Yeah.
That's probably not great. That's probably not. Yeah, I don't know. That's slippery. That's a separate brand of hee hee hoo hoo. I'm telling you right now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! For the record, I went and did some. I did some investigating on you.
Okay.
On this.
I'm glad that you did a little research. We're not going to call it investigating; it's a research.
I asked. I said, "Is this really a thing?" Oh God, yes. We're in the middle of Mob Wife Winter.
It's Mob Wife Winter right now.
Yeah.
So Mob Wife Winter is all about, like, think Sopranos, honestly.
Okay.
Like, leather pants.
Sure.
Leather skirts.
Great.
Big gold hoops.
Cheetah print top.
Cheetah print everything.
Yes.
Like, fur coats.
Okay.
And really done up hair. Like,
oh, fantastic.
And big, big sunglasses or big, big shades. Inside, doesn't matter. Black leather boots.
And you're going to do this? You're announcing now that this is what's going to happen?
I've already started integrating this into my daily, like, casual
black
wear.
Turtlenecks?
Yes, absolutely. And then there's no in-between with Mob Wife Winter. It's either very low, plunging necklines.
Yes.
Because you got to show off the girls.
Okay.
Or it's turtlenecks. 1,000%. So I've already started doing this. I actually wore this. I tested it a little bit the other day. Did a little test run.
Sure.
At the grocery store. And I looked
fantastic.
Fabulous.
That's great.
Yes.
People were like, what's her deal?
And then I went and got in my Volkswagen.
Sunglasses inside.
Yes.
The oversized sunglasses inside.
Yes.
This sounds obnoxious.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Remember not that long ago when Snoop Dogg did the thing, the I'm going smokeless, I'm giving up smoke, blah, 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 and we all knew that ain't real.
It wasn't real. It was for to sell a grill or something like that.
For the, for solo brands. And it was for their, anyway. The
fire pit. That's what it
fire
was.
Pit
yeah.
Thing. Yeah, the fire pit thing. Which, by the way, I really do. I want to buy one of those. And I probably should have. Because while they believe that that campaign in itself was a hit. Like all the ad people are like, well, no, that's really great.
Yeah.
They ranked it really high and all that other kind of stuff. Snoop Dogg got the CEO of the company fired.
Oh, how?
Because while everybody went, yeah, that ad's really cool, apparently didn't translate into sales the way they thought.
Oh.
So now that's the headline. Snoop Dogg's giving up smoke ad failed, got the CEO fired. They thought they were going to make somewhere between, how do they know? It's weird, not even through January yet. The company thought they would earn between $520 to $540 million in 2024. Projections have now dropped to below $500 million. Okay, but when you're talking about, $500 million.
Yeah.
Okay, $500 million.
Sure.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
And you're off by $30, $40 million? Is that bad?
No, I don't think it's bad at all. Of course, I'm not a business person, so I don't really know these things. However, I will tell you that their projections, they cannot gauge on right now because this is not the time that people go outside and light their fire pits up. It is too cold. No one's buying these things right now. You wait till spring, you'll get some fire pits going. You wait till fall, you'll get some fire pits going.
When they're planning to make their $500 million.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so you can't like, you're what, 18, 19 days into how long are we been into January? Right now,
tell the CEO like, that because he's out of a gig.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school,
and I listen on my smart speaker
on 98.5 KLUC.
You know what? It's Friday. Let's go into the weekend with a little extra love, a little extra positivity. It's an extra, I guess we'll call it. You know what? Let's make it official. Hit the music. It's an extra good feeling story of the day.
I get a good feeling.
Why not? Because this, honestly, this is adorable. It's Girl Scout cookie season.
It is Girl Scout cookie season. My two nieces, Caroline and Sawyer, are 7 and 6 years old. They're in Girl Scouts for the first time, and they're super stoked about selling all these boxes. So, because I don't want to buy a boatload of cookies for myself, we want to support them. So my uncle and my older brother and myself, my husband, we all bought 100 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Of course, 50 Thin Mints because you got to do that. But there was one stipulation for them. My nieces, when they got home, they had to take all the boxes to the Veterans Center up the way and give away a box and say thank you for your service.
It's the best.
To all the veterans. It's
absolutely
there.
Adorable.
Yeah, and they were so stoked. They got home from school, and they were losing their minds. They're like, can we go now? And of course, I felt bad for my sister-in-law because she was like, listen, we got to get the boxes together. We got to do all this. I don't have time right now. We'll do it. And they ended up having the best time ever.
I got choked up when you first told me. I'm choked up again.
No.
It's just adorable.
It's a really good time. Do that. If you're like us and you're like, I want to, but I don't want to have 1,000 boxes of cookies in my freezer, do that.
Well, and they also have the deal now, too, where you can do, well, you don't have to buy the actual cookies. You can donate them to troops overseas.
Yeah.
For everybody who's thinking about hitting me up on that right now, thank you, but I'm full. I got, trust me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, the most popular song in the history of Norway, Love Hurts by Nazareth. Ask your dad. He'll know.
Okay.
He'll know. The number one song there for 61 straight weeks in 1976 and 1977. It's the greatest of all time. It never got higher than number 8 over here in the States.
Really?
Love Hurts by Nazareth. Google it. There's a place called Pheasant Island that is co-owned by Spain and France. They trade off who controls it. Every 6 months. They've been doing it for almost 400 years.
Interesting. Okay.
First radio station I ever worked at was owned by two guys, and they were the owners and the general managers. And they had two desks inside the boss's office type thing.
Okay.
And the one guy's nameplate said Dexter, whatever his last name was, Even Days. And the other guy was John Squires, Odd Days. That's how they did it. Kiwis were originally called Chinese gooseberries. But then when New Zealand wanted to export them to the United States, they changed the name because, you know, China, they're commies. And it made them unpopular in America during the Cold War. So they changed it to Kiwi. New Zealand, Kiwis.
Kiwi, that makes sense. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So who knew? Until now, I didn't. Cucumbers, 96% water.
Okay.
Watermelons, which were generally believed to have the most water.
Yes.
Are only 92% water.
Oh, so more cucumbers.
Sissy Spacek slept. So there's this big scene where Sissy Spacek, who's like the nerd girl, you know, and everything, and everybody makes fun of her, and they don't treat her very nice and everything. So it's part of the elaborate scheme by the cool kids to have her named prom queen.
Yes.
And then they dump red blood on her and they, you know, and then she loses it. And I won't spoil the movie for you, but it's worth it. So at one point, though, she is in a quote unquote bloody dress.
Yes.
And it's a mess. Okay.
Disgusting. Yes.
Sissy Spacek slept in that dress for for 3 days while filming the prom scene in Carrie. She wanted to preserve the continuity instead of trying to reapply the fake blood and have everybody get it exactly as it was the day before. She slept like that for 3 days.
That's so gross.
I believe she got an Oscar for it, too, and well-earned.
Yes, yeah,
so
sure.
There you go. That's more you know before we go. Kayla's got a joke.
What do sea monsters eat?
Yeah, okay. We got a minute. We got a minute to mull this over. And it's Friday, so don't work too hard.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Yo, Friday, let's go. Kayla's got a joke.
So what do sea monsters eat?
This is like, there's only one answer. This is it. There's only one thing. I could spend a little time on this, but why don't we just get your answer?
Fish and chips.
Yeah, it's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
That's nice. Have fun celebrating birthday weekend.
Yeah, it should be good.
Everybody have an amazing day. Crush this Friday, and we'll catch you back here Monday morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.